Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, area arts and entertainment contributor, Ken Glickman, speaking to us as he does each week at this time. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Jack, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and we appreciate you joining us a little bit under the weather, but so much going on in this community, and it never ceases to amaze me. We've got the Lansing Symphony here with a very interesting performance.
They have a great concert coming up, and we just have to remember this is just a great orchestra, and Tim Muffett, as the conductor, has been doing a bang up job with them. And their concert is on Friday, the 1st, and they are doing up. They are going to be playing Sibelius Symphony No. 5. Now, I want to make that clear, because last week on your show, let it be known that Glickman made a mistake.
And first time for everything, right?
Yes, first time for everything. I said that that the Lansing Symphony and the MSU Symphony were playing the same piece. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not. Lansing Symphony is playing the Sibelius No. 5. And last week, the MSU Symphony played the Shostakovich Symphony No. 5.
Well, totally that explains that pieces. I heard so many people talking about that this week, from hundreds saying that, hey, I heard they played Glickman, the same
yeah, piece. That Glickman messed up again. But it should be a wonderful concert. They have a piano soloist, Michael Gurt, G-U-R-T. Mm-hmm. He'll be playing the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto No. 1, which is a favorite. And the Vaughan Williams Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis, which is just a beautiful, beautiful work, and again a favorite of many people. And you can get in for as little as $12.
If you do not enjoy classical music, if you are not an aficionado, that does not mean mm-hmm. you would not enjoy the Lansing Symphony, because when the Lansing Symphony puts its instruments down, the Lansing Symphony Big Band comes in. And we've got that coming up a week from Sunday, and this is the big band concert with the music of America's greatest generation. Tell me about this.
Well, you know, the Lansing Symphony is more than the Lansing Symphony. It is really at least three groups.
Okay.
One group is the big orchestra, which we hear during the Masterworks series. Mm-hmm. The other is the Lansing Symphony Chamber Music Series, which is headed up by first flutist of the orchestra, Richard Sherman. They had their first concert last Sunday, and then they have the big band, which is headed up by John Dale Smith. John Dale Smith is just about every place in town doing wonderful music. He did the music for Caroline or Change. He heads up the music for the Plymouth Congregational Church, and he's just done great shows throughout. Well, he's got a wonderful touch for the big band, and he has put this big band together. I don't know how long they've been together, but at least 5 years.
They have been together 9 years, I can tell you this, because they began performing out in Langsburg, of all places.
Wow.
At a place called Jambalaya's. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
And that was a spring in 2001 when that started, and it's evolved to this point. So,
and do you know, Jack, that Jambalaya's was the hangout for Al Capone in the 30s.
I missed
Are you
him.
Aware of that?
No, I was a little bit before my time, actually.
You sound like you don't believe me.
No, I've heard this story, actually, but now that it's been validated and supported by you, I'm going to give it complete credence. Tell me about this.
Yes. Well, I used to know a lot about it. I'll have to go back. There's a big book on Al Capone, and there's one big section on Michigan. And he hid out by Round Lake, which is where Jambalaya's is. And it was some restaurant. I forgot the name of it back then. But he had a lot of supporters in Lansing. There are people here. There's a person here where Al Capone is the godfather of this person.
Is that
when
right?
When this person was born.
We need to get that person on the air. I'm sure they have a lot of very interesting stories about Al.
There are a lot of people who know the story. So, yeah, that would be a fun story to do on the air sometime.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the restaurant's been many things, and we hope now that it's going to be maybe the birthplace of the big band, and you'll be able to see that band for yourself at Dart Auditorium a week from Sunday.
And Dart is just a perfect spot for it. It's just got the right size stage, and it's really great. He's put together a real swinging combo. There's also a play opening up this weekend at Riverwalk,
okay,
directed by Ken Beechler, Fortinbras. And
yes,
Fortinbras is a character in Shakespeare's Hamlet who comes in at the very end of the play. And so this is a comedy that takes off where Hamlet ends.
And my friend Evan Pincenault from Channel 6 is in this.
Yes, and he's supposed to be terrific. And this is supposed to be just a hoot, a very, very funny play. So, and Ken Beechler has a wonderful reputation as a director in town, mm-hmm, so I would recommend it. Here's one other play opening. It actually opened in previews last week, which is Blue Door. Now, what's interesting about the Williamson Theater is they've made their reputation pretty much on comedies. And they do real funny stuff. But this is not a funny stuff show. This is a story about a black man who is a professor, and he is a math professor at a university, and his wife bids him adieu, and she leaves, and he finds himself really alone. He's totally alone. He's on sabbatical anyway, so he doesn't have classes. And his ancestors come to visit him and sort of yell at him and tell him where he's gone wrong in his life. And I guess this is a very powerful and a very moving play.
Hmm.
And again, it's the opening, it's the season opener for Williamson Theater, and it's something that they have never done before. What's unusual about this play is that it's right next to one of the goofiest plays there is, Greater Tuna. Have you ever seen Greater Tuna?
Yes.
A very funny play.
You know, you mentioned a place being known for comedy. I was going to ask you if there is a particular house in the area that is best known for comedy, one best known for drama, one that does a particularly good job with musicals. Can you kind of sort that out, or is that too difficult to do?
I guess I don't think it's true. I think they all try to do their best. I know, you know, some houses are difficult to do musicals.
Mm-hmm.
I think Williamston is almost impossible to do a musical.
Mm-hmm.
They did one this summer, but it was just a piano.
Right.
I mean, there's just no place to put an orchestra there. Now they have expanded. They've changed Riverwalk a little bit,
mm-hmm,
and they did a very nice job with the orchestra for Caroline or Change.
Okay. What did they change?
They widened it. They took a wall out. So they put the orchestra in front, sort of backstage, in front backstage. And they mic'd everybody up, so everything was mixed. It turned out very well, which is a problem for Riverwalk because the acoustics there are not great.
Mm-hmm.
Everything echoes all over the place, but they solved it by just mic'ing everybody.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Worked well.
Good to know. I want to talk a little bit about Stages of the Law, and we'll talk more about that next week. But this is a series of plays that have to do with the law. And Mid-Michigan Family Theater swing into action last week, actually, and this continues through Sunday. The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, the first performance. And you can get more information there. Mid-Mish Family Theater. Is the website, and you can also call 339-2145, 339-2145, if you want more information about The Adventures of Tom Sawyer this weekend. And then Stormfield Theater picks up next week, and can we have Among Friends?
Right. This was written and directed by Christine Thatcher. And you know what? I think this is, now Stormfield Theater was in business last year, but they did pretty much staged readings of plays.
Okay.
And this year, I think they've got the backing and they've got the audience, and now they are doing fully staged plays in a small theater at Frandorf.
Okay.
So this is important for a couple of reasons. I wanted to say one thing, though, about this Stages of the Law. I think this is such a unique and interesting way of having a law school support the arts.
Yes.
By combining, you know, the whole law issue with plays. I mean, we know, there are so many plays, there's so many novels based on courtroom scenes and the law.
Right.
That I really give a lot of credit to Cooley Law School to take this on and do it year after year. This is the fifth year.
Yeah, exactly. And there are other shows coming after Among Friends, the 14th through the 23rd. Lansing Civic Players producing.
They're doing Misery.
Misery. I'm seeing film. That's a Stephen King play, right?
Absolutely. And that was such a great movie with Kathy Bates. And the novel was great too of Stephen King. And I would like to see how they do that on the stage.
And then the Farnsworth Invention at Riverwalk. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I don't, but I know Aaron Sorkin.
Okay.
Aaron Sorkin wrote the fifth. It's the Marine play that they just did with Jack Nicholson was in the movie. A Few Good Men.
Yeah,
and Aaron Sorkin's done a lot of great things on TV, so this should be good.
You can't handle the truth, right? That's his famous line.
You can't handle the truth, yeah. Exactly.
And the series ends with A View from the Bridge. Written by the great Arthur Miller, University
of
Michigan graduate.
Yep.
Best known by a lot of people for being a husband of Marilyn Monroe, but one of America's all-time truly great playwrights.
Yeah, and this is a wonderful play, and it's being done at LCC. So they've really spread the wealth. They've supported a lot of wonderful theaters.
Right.
I'd also like to mention real quickly, tomorrow night, Friday night, in addition to the Lansing Symphony, is a wonderful jazz band that is performing at Wharton Center called the Tierney Sutton Band. And
the Tierney Sutton Band?
Yeah, Tierney Sutton Band.
All right.
And she is a lovely jazz singer with a four-piece ensemble in back of her. And the critics love her. I guess the chemistry within this group, the rapport is supposed to be wonderful. She's won Vocalist of the Year from Jazz Week. She has several CDs that are the number one spot for jazz, and it's going to be at the Passant Theater at the same time that the Lansing Symphony is playing.
All right, and of course, tomorrow night, as you heard earlier, Bob Baldori in studio here, and Celian Baldori over at the Hanna Community Center in East Lansing. If you have not seen Celi and Baldori.
What a talent.
It's an amazing display, one of the most entertaining nights you will ever experience. Ken, thanks so much for joining us, and I hope we'll talk with you next week in our Get a Job segment.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Jack.
We'll be right back with our final segment, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.